Moncrief on News Talk.
Earlier this week, the TD Mick Barry brought a bottle of water into the Dáil, not as a drink, but to demonstrate the quality, or lack thereof, of water coming from some taps in Cork. Yet there are rules about the use of props in the chamber. Paul Hosford is Deputy Political Editor of The Examiner. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Right, so I suppose you could start by telling us why Mick Barry brought this water into the Dáil and what was in it.
Yeah, so Mick Barry made this intervention during Leaders' Questions the other day because part of his constituency in Cork North Central, there is a place that where you when you turn on your taps, the water comes out brown. It was actually, you know, it might have looked funny in isolation, but it's very serious points that he was making. The residents of Mount Farren Estate in Blackpool on Cork's north side, since mid-July, when they turn on the taps, the water is dirty and discoloured. Since last Saturday, he said that there has been an unrelenting stream of what he called urine-coloured water. Now, he said, you know, leave aside how you would have a cup of tea, how do you do your laundry or take a shower. So he said that the residents had asked him to bring a sample of their water supply into the Dáil chamber, and he agreed to do so. So it was a plastic bottle full of what the deputy described as urine-coloured water. I won't disagree with his assessment. It was roughly around that colour. He asked the Taoiseach to come over, take a look. He said he was more than welcome to take a sip if he wanted, if he dared. And he was making the point that Uisce Éireann and the relevant ministers needed to get on top of this because he said basically the residents were in purgatory.
Yeah. And which on the face of it seems fair enough, yeah, because, you know, you can't say the water is dirty. It's much more effective if you show an example of that water. But technically, Paul, is that forbidden in the Dáil chamber?
So this is the question. Is this forbidden? There is nothing in the rules that says that you cannot bring a bottle of urine-coloured water into the chamber with you if you so wish. There is what is called the salient rulings of the chair. It is a kind of an ongoing piece of work that covers the official reports of the debates of the Dáil and is essentially considered the precedent or the handbook for the Ceann Comhairle. What the salient rulings of the chair does make reference to is posters, placards, photographs, which must not be displayed. It says that any attempt to upstage legitimate party activity by displaying placards or such like is totally unacceptable and unfair to members at large and the meaning of the serious work that the House is charged with under the Constitution. That is a lengthy way of saying don't bring in posters, placards or photographs. It also says that you shouldn't bring in newspapers, you shouldn't read books while you're sitting in the Dáil chamber. And one of the things that it does say is that if you're going to read from a newspaper, it should be merely to reference. You shouldn't paraphrase or quote from something like a newspaper because that is, in effect, the TD not making their own argument.
Right. So if you read something into the record, is that allowed? Does it depend on what the source of that is?
Yeah, it kind of does get murky on quotations. It says that a member may quote from but may not read in full a newspaper article. He must it actually says he must state his own case. It's very gendered. He must state his own case, not that made by a journalist. You are allowed to read things into the record, but you're not allowed to use newspaper articles specifically to make your argument for you.
Yeah. And now, and some recent examples of things that were deemed to be breaking the rules. Louise O'Reilly, the Sinn Féin TD, did actually bring in a photograph. So that was a slam dunker, I suppose.
Well, yeah, this goes back to last year after the stabbing in Parnell Square. She brought in a photo that showed a man on the steps of the school where the stabbing had taken place. And it was... It was waving the doll, kind of making the point that the area was still kind of, I suppose, home to antisocial behaviour or wasn't being protected as the government had promised in the days following the stabbing. And that came in for some serious criticism about how you know, whether or not it was appropriate, whether or not it was appropriate that the person who was waving or was in the photo deserved that treatment. It had been kind of taken from a Twitter account. It did break the rules, but there was no sanction. There was no it was kind of criticized offline or online and outside of the DAW more than it was internally. The thing about DAW sanction or sanction for breaking the rules is that it's not really something that happens a whole lot. The Keown or whoever's in the chair at the time suspending the DAW has been fairly rarely done in this DAW term since 2020.
Mm. But if, say, somebody walked in holding a placard, what kind of sanctions can the Keown Corolla inflict on that person? Or is it just a matter of suspending the DAW until the placard is removed?
Generally speaking, that's the way it would be handled. Now, it can be kicked to the DAW committee on procedures and privileges. You know, there can be some kind of sanction further along the way. But realistically, what the Keown tends to do and what the people who are in the chair tend to do when things get heated or when something like this happens is they just suspend because they understand that most of the time it's about attention, and that if you don't give it any attention, that if you just suspend the doll and everyone goes away and kind of calms down over the next couple of minutes, then that's probably for the best. So what we see, we've seen the doll suspended a few times over the last couple of years. There was one a couple of months ago where Sean Fleming and Paul Murphy and Breed Smith kind of got into an argument that was on the neutrality. And Sean Fleming called people for profit Putin's puppets, and Paul Murphy got up to his feet and kind of they were shouting back and forth. And Michael Ring was in the chair at the time, and he'd been ringing the bell. He'd been asking people, you'll hear the chair say, resume your seat. And at that point, he decided to suspend the doll, and everyone came back later. I think there was a reference again later, but it was a much calmer reference to Vladimir Putin.
Right, okay. The, in terms of clothes, are there very strict rules about that? And because, again, there have been incidences where people wore repeal jumpers in during the referendum or Palestinian scarves. Is that deemed to be crossing that line?
No, not really. Well, I suppose it's one of those things where there were six TDs in 2016 who wore repeal jumpers. There was Ruth Clavinger, Gino Kenny, Mick Barry, Paul Murphy, Richard Boyd Barrett, and Breed Smith. They wore those repeal jumpers long before the referendum in 2018 was called. They were during a leaders' questions debate in September 2016, and there was suggestion that they were going to face some kind of sanction, but they continued to do it. Ruth Coppinger held up a repeal sign in the Dáil a couple of years later. So the question on dress code is something that comes up a lot for TDs, because you'll occasionally see TDs who don't wear suits, male TDs who don't wear suits, and that becomes an issue. So sometimes something like the repeal jumper can be considered a prop. But I suppose one thing that you have seen over the years is that there's been some kind of movement, easing of the rules on pins and badges that were kind of politically charged or had political messages on them. They're kind of more widely accepted now. But one of the things that you look at for male TDs particularly is that dress code. And there's no enforceable dress code for members of the House. There is for journalists. You'll know the press gallery, which is above the Keown Corolla's seat. If you're watching Leaders' Questions, it would be to the left on the screen of where the Taoiseach is, to the right of where Mary Lou McDonald would be. We're not allowed, the men of the Oireachtas Press Gallery, we're not allowed on that gallery if we're not wearing tailored pants, shoes, and a shirt and tie and a jacket. So there is a kind of an all-purpose jacket that hangs on the corridor behind it. And if you've ever gotten caught short, you might be willing or I suppose desperate enough to throw that on. I'm not entirely sure who originally owned the item of clothing or how long it's been there.
God, well, I'm old enough to remember when Tony Gregory was a newly elected TD and went into the Dáil not wearing a tie, and it caused a huge kerfuffle. Of course, he controlled the balance of power then, so no one was going to give out to him about that. So maybe that's where the rot started for male TDs. Just going back to the language. Now, obviously, you did cite that Putin's puppet where, incident where people are insulting each other. Is there a rule about swearing or that kind of thing? I have a vague memory. I think it maybe dates in the 1970s where one TD kept interrupting and the opposition benches said to them, "You're up and down like a whore's knickers," which caused much jollity at the time. But I don't think it suspended, the Cian Chorla suspended the house at the time.
Yes, so a whore's knickers wouldn't be against the rules. But previous chairs have ruled. So the failing rulings of the chair goes through all of this. Things that have been, have been uttered in the past and have been found to have breached the rules by previous counts. So what you can't call somebody, you can't call somebody a scumbag, a rogue, a scoundrel. You can't call them you can't say that they're a brat or acting the brat. You can't call them a buffoon, accuse them of buffoonery. You can't call somebody a communist, even if they were representing the Communist Party of Ireland. You can't call them a corner boy or accuse them of corner boy tactics. You can't call them a fascist, a gurrier, a gutter snipe, a hypocrite, a bloody hypocrite, accuse them of hypocrisy. You can't call somebody a rat. You can't call them a scumbag, scurrilous, or a yahoo. But you can, in theory, say what Paul Gogarty said, as long as you apologise and withdraw it.
Paul Hosford is Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Examiner. Paul, thanks a million.
Thanks, John.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.